the law is very well yesterday, but the issues of the issues that come up are difficult issues. So let me sum up what we've seen, and let's expand beyond that. I think basically what we've seen so far is that there are two big themes in the Gemara. One theme is the theme of Halama, and the other theme is that of Gerira. And the question really that we're trying to determine is, we want to analyze each of those things. What defines one Halama? Does one Halama determine the number of Chatos? What happens in the case of Yedias Chatos, without Yedias Achet, or Yedias Chatoso? We have very, very subtle distinctions that emerge in the Rishonim. So that's one question. How do you define one Halama, and whether one Halama, if you have it, dictates? And then the second question, of course, is Gerira. Gerira sounds like an artificial, you're dragging, a malacha, I don't know whether it's kicking and screaming or not, but you're dragging it in a way that it doesn't naturally belong, into something. Here it's a benefit because we're talking about kapara, but the language of Gerira sounds artificial. It sounds like all things being equal, this would not be included, but it's nigrar, it's dragged in agav something else. So the question is, do we mean this literally? Is Gerira a real concept, or is it a perceived concept, by which I mean? The halacha that, the end result of Gerira is not perceived, it's certainly real. What I mean is the characterization of this Gerira with the connotation of being dragged but not belonging there naturally, is that correct, or is that just a concession to the perception? That's question number one. If it is correct, so, how far do we push or pull, I guess, Gerira? How much can be accomplished in this artificial Gerira capacity? What does it imply about the relationships between kotzer and kotzer, shigas malacha, shigas shabbos, or kotzer v'kochein within shigas shabbos? So the scope of Gerira, when does Gerira apply? What cases are considered Gerira as opposed to cases that are not even Gerira? And when it does apply, how do we understand what's happening in Gerira, basically? How far can you push it, and what is really happening? Is the end result of Gerira really to integrate the malachos, notwithstanding the apparent and even the real differences? Or is the end result that basically a halacha in Hilchos Shkogos and in Karbonos, but not so much a halacha in Hilchos Tziruf, or at least in a seamless Tziruf? In other words, at the end of the day, when we apply Gerira, and that means that you can get away with less Karbonos than if we hadn't applied Gerira, is that because, so, Gerira determines that these things really do integrate? Or is that because, even though they don't fully integrate, let's say, miktsas kapara is also kapara, or kapara agav is also kapara? So it's not so much that we're saying that everything becomes one big happy maisavera, or unhappy maisavera, but what we're saying is that, davar shenizkaper miktsaso nizkaper kulo, or something like that. We're not saying palginon kaparos. We're saying davar shenizkaper miktsaso nizkaper kulo. Okay. So these are questions that we have to raise. Then the third question, of course, is, having analyzed the implications of this sugya for halamos, and the implication of this sugya for the concept of Gerira, which is another way of saying the relationship of Shigas Malacha and Shigas Shabbos. So then the question is, what is the relationship between these two factors themselves? Do we need both of them in order to come to the conclusion of Abaya and Rava? Do we need to say something about Halamos and something about Gerira? That's what the Chidushi Haran says very, very innocently and succinctly, but very logically, I might add. But the question is whether there's room to argue with them or not. Do you need both of these elements for Abaya and Rava? Or is it possible that a certain overweighted or outweighted perspective on one of them, right, may be enough. Maybe if you push grewa very, very far, maybe it affects the halama. Or if you have a certain view about the role of halamos and shkagos, so then that would, you know, work well with that first perspective that we mentioned, which is that grewa is a term related to incorrect perception, not so much to actual reality. Okay, so that's another question, whether we need both even. And of course, closely connected to that, if Rav Zeira really disagrees with Abai and Rava, so does he disagree on both levels, or certainly sufficient for him to disagree if there are two assumptions, one about Greira and one about Halama, it's sufficient for him to disagree with one. Which one? Is there any evidence in that direction? And then beyond all that, you know, we have the challenge of the Rambam. There are several things in the Rambam that are challenging in the sugya, including the discrepancy between his psak and what the Gemara seems to be told about together, namely the Shabbos cases of Greira and the Halamos Chelav case of Greira. He paskins one, he doesn't paskin the other. The Gemara linked them together as the old printed Brit Shvar that Kedusha Ram says, you know, that's a tema huzeh. And the Mepharshim all trying to figure out what's going on with the Rambam. Okay, these are the issues, these are the challenges that face us. Some of them more formidable than others, but it's at least a serious agenda. Okay, so let's sum up what we've seen and add to what we've seen so far. Let's just split up the sugya into two for the moment, and we'll touch on the Rambam, but maybe not cover him fully yet. So let's start with Halamos, and then let's go back then and analyze Greira. So the first thing to note in the sugya is the issue of Halamos. According to Rashi, at least, Halamos is the key to Abaya and Rava. I don't know if it's the only key. Rashi doesn't tell us about the relationship between Greira and Halama the way that Kiddush HaRan does. Right? But the Kiddush HaRan says there are two dinim here. The first one is Halama, the second is Greira. For Rashi, at least the first one is Halama. But since, as we noted yesterday, this is a there's no Yediyah Sachet, but there is Yediyah Sapos, and whether you would call this Helem Echad or not is an open question, because even Rashi calls it Helem, what's he call it? Halama Shel Shnia Chalul Ktas Mishal Rishona, even as he calls it Helem Echad. So you can see that Rashi is struggling with this question. Is it Helem Echad or not? Semantically, probably not so much different between the question of whether it's Helem Echad or not, or whether Yediyah Sachet is important or Yediyah Satos is important. That's another way to say the same thing, probably. It might be different emphasis, but it comes down to the same thing. In any case, Rashi, Bipashtos of Rashi, seems to be that it is Helem Echad, according to Abaya and Rabbah, despite the Yediyah Satos, because of the lack of Yediyah Sachet, right? It's Helem Echad despite the Shinui Ktas, and that's the sheet of Abai and Rav. That's certainly the first element according to the Chiddush HaRan as well. Does anybody disagree with this? The answer is yes. The Ne'iri that we noted yesterday, who quotes a Deya, he says several Deyos, that say that the Sugya is not talking about simply the case that Rashi says it's talking about. The Sugya is talking about a case where he doesn't remember the Maisa that he did previously. What I said yesterday was that tikkun, the purpose of that tikkun, undoubtedly, is so that you should be more confident that we're dealing with Helem Echad. There's the Yediyah Satos, in other words, is too prominent according to that day in the year. The thing that bothered me was that if already you're worried about the Yediyah Satos and the Halama being slightly different, then the question is it enough of a tikkun? Right. Because he does know now that it's Shabbos. he just doesn't remember that he did this malacha previously. Is not knowing that he did the malacha previously enough of a of an intensification of the halama? If the reason that you think that it may not be fully one helam echad, one helam, is precisely because of the fact that you know now yedias atos, you have a piece of information that you didn't have previously. In other words, the sentiment behind the shita quoted by the Meiri, which is, even according to Abaye and Rabba, maybe this is not enough of Helam Echad, is something we can appreciate. The solution, therefore, we're talking about a case where he doesn't remember the action that he did, I think is dubious at best. Whether that really helps matters or not, because that's a factual piece of information or lack of information. It's not, it doesn't really contribute much to the legal information or misinformation that he has. Okay. But I would say the motivation of the shita is important, or more important in this case, than the content of the shita. The Meiri doesn't like it. We don't even know who ever said it. But we at least see that there's somebody struggling, even for Abaye and Rabba, who would presumably Paskin like, to avoid saying that this is Helam Echad. Okay. A little bit more significant is the Marsha al Atar. The Marsha, interestingly enough, raises the following question. He says, if Rashi is to be taken literally, namely, that the transition from Shigas Shabbos to Shigas Malacha, right, is considered Helam Echad, even though there's Yedias Atos. So he says, I have a very simple question. When the Gemara asked the Yadalei B'mai before, right, we had that Gemara already on Sabbat Test, we had the Gemara on Ayin, we're going to have it again on Ayin Base, same Gemara, the Yadalei B'mai, how are you going to get 39 Shkagos? When the Gemara asked that question, they had a very simple answer. Why not say that the Helam Echad you violated 39 times, what did you do? 38 Shigagas Malachos, and one Shigigas Shabbos on the remaining Malacha. Does it sound familiar? Ali? That's the Ramban. But the Marsha obviously didn't see this Ramban. So he asked this question on his own. He says, how come they didn't propose that? Okay. The truth is that's what the Ramban says is the Pshat of the first day of the Ramban. That is the Pshat of Helam Zev Zev Yodo. Right? It's terrific. But the Marsha says, well, the Gemara didn't propose that. So what that proves is that it's wrong, that it can't be, that it's not so. If you had 38 and one, it wouldn't work. Okay, which is good anyway, because the Ramban happened to make another suggestion about Helam Zev Zev Yodo, but as I say, we didn't see any Rishonim, including not the Ramban's Chazara, not any other Rishonim commenting on the Ramban, who explicitly argue with him. Okay, but we knew that there was something peculiar, or something challenging about the Ramban's formulation. It's not so simple. The Marsha, interestingly, is challenging it, not the way I would have, on the basis of Helam Echad. Saying, is that really Helam Echad? After all, there's Shigas Malacha and there's Shigas Shabbos. Those are two alamos. I, there's no Yediya Sachet Benatayim, says the Marsha. It doesn't matter. That's not, all things being equal, that's not Helam Echad. We were challenging the Ramban on a different basis. Namely, maybe it's too superfluous. The problem isn't that there are too many halamos, but the problem is that it's not 38 and 139, it's 38. You're stuck with the 38. Because if you say that Shigas Shabbos is just Losasa Kol Malacha, whereas Shigas Malachos, let's say, are Zoreya plus Osasa Kol Malacha, Choresh plus Osasa Kol Malacha, right? So Ma'amer plus Osasa Kol Malacha, right? Not slash, but plus. So, right. So if you say that, so then the point is you don't get 39, because this extra Malacha isn't really extra at all. That was our problem with Ramban. Or, another problem with Ramban would be, if you said that the exact opposite. So it's not saying the klali is the shigas Shabbos is klali, and the klali is already included in shigas halacha. That's one way to argue against Rambam. Or the other way to argue against Rambam is say the opposite. The shigas Shabbos includes a prati. That's the problem. Okay. Anyways, the Marsha doesn't like Ramban for a different reason. According to him, it's shtei halamos. I said, what do you do with the sugya? So what you do with the sugya is you build up greira. He doesn't say it in so many words, but go ahead. If you don't mind, I see you have it open there, Yaakov. If you don't mind. Read the question quickly and...
Yes, we ask him the first Rashi. Dimuchi agad neshehelem sheni cholos meharishona yukri helem echad. Im kem, my kasha l'talmud la'el ahad im asam kol behelem lahar kar shach b'yachas, tiyach im shachas la. Kam shach la shach b'ki agad neshehelem chas umlach v'zana shav shigas malachas. Umlach ha'achas asa b'shigas shav v'zana malachas l'chayim v'kolachas v'yachas.
Well, exactly the Ramban. Go ahead.
Tiyach lomar, d'vadai ein zen mikri helem echad b'stama, El Dehavika Marhacha Bishtake Tiros. Ki Hai Gadna didn't have a Yishlahem.
So, what do you think about that? What does it mean? So, basically, the Marsha hedges his bets, but he says something very fascinating. Namely, the relationship of the Malachos is going to have impact on what kind of, on how you find Halavacha. That's not obvious at all. One would have thought, Halachudekai, Bahalachudekai. Right, there are two issues here. One is the state of ignorance, one persisting state, one integrated state, or is it different? Even if it persists, but it persists in a slightly different way or for a different reason, is that called persisting? That's one issue. Then there's another issue, and that is what is done within the circle, within the framework of this Helen. Right, like-minded malachos, very diverse malachos, chlalis and pratis, or you know, klali, hyphenated prati, prati hyphenated, all sorts of possible combinations. What is within the circle of the halamakon that he's in? But what do these two questions have to do with each other? So the Marsha basically is rereading the Gemara in a radical way, basically saying, all things being equal, this isn't halamakon. And if you want to combine unlike malachos on the basis of a halamakon, the mitzarif of a halam, right, it wouldn't be a halamakon. But if you have one shei malacha, so then I guess the issue becomes not, you don't need so much tziruf as long as you don't have yedios mechalkos. Right? We see from the Marsha there really are two dinim. Right? Sometimes you need tziruf, and sometimes you don't need tziruf as much as yedia is mechalek. So the point is that yedias Ha-ta'us is not mechalik. Only Diyas Achet is mechalik. But where you need Hela Nechad to be mitzarek things that otherwise are different Maisa Beiros, different Shemos Yisrael. The only reason that there's one Chatas is because of Hela Nechad. So this Halamos, Shonos, Chas, Zumizu, or Yediyas Ha-ta'us, whatever you want to call it, breaks up Hela Nechad. That's the Marsha. But in line of the Marsha, one could go further and one could suggest that the whole sugya then is not like the Chiddush Aran said about two things, right? How you define Helaim and how you define Malacha. Well, it still might be about two things, but at least it's heavily weighted in one direction. Right? The Chiddush of Abai and Rava isn't so much that this is Helaim Echad. The Chiddush of Abai and Rava is that this is Helaim, or this isn't Shtei Halamos, because of Greira. According to the Marsha's reading of the sugya, Greira emerges as the dominant theme in the sugya itself. That would be opposite of the other suggestion that we made, which is that the whole sugya is just about Helaim Echad. We don't really care about the artificiality of the link between the various malachos, because as long as everything is one shgaga, that's what counts. So we could completely downplay Greira, say it's just a right perception. It could be a perception of people and not reality for two reasons. It could be a perception because we don't really care about the differences. All we care is about the number of shkagos. It could be a perception because there really aren't substantive differences. But either way, we would play down the meaning of of Greira and Greira as a factor, for either opposite reason. All I'm saying is that Marsha is taking exactly the other view. Marsha is saying, because Kotzer v'Kotzer, even all you day Greira, right, even Kotzer dragging the Tochen She'ima Kotzer, right, despite the fact that it's Greira, because of that, we're willing to overlook the fact that Mistama, it's really Shtei Halachos. That's the Marsha. That's a very important perspective in the Sugya. Of course, in light of what he says, one could also suggest, right, another solution to Rashi and some of Zayin and Bits. This doesn't sound that way to me in Rashi here, but Marshall is saying this for Rashi. He doesn't link it up, but it would help. In other words, what again, Tosas asked against Rashi and some of Zayin and Bits, Yom Shemin Taim Havim Diyan Lachalek. So Tosa said, what about the sugi here on Ayin and Bits, Ayin Aleph and Aleph? Doesn't that prove that it's Helam Echad? Doesn't that prove that you need to be a sachet in order to break it up, right? So again, we had the, just to review, we had the, what we said yesterday, we had the Ramban's answer, Yidiyas Hatasa, we had the Ritva's answer, Yidiyah HaPoreshoso Minu Aveira, right? I made a suggestion, right, being Mechalik between 1 week, within one Shabbos and between Shabbosos, but according to the Marsha, there's another suggestion, and that is that, really, the sugya ayin on base ayin aleph amud aleph does not prove that you need yediyas achet. It's only because of greira, or if you hold greira, that you need yediyas achet. And for that, from that point of view, or maybe this would reinforce my suggestion in a way. Right? You could use the marshal to reinforce my suggestion, which is that within one Shabbos, are you talking about kotzer v'kotzer? So, you know, anything less than yediyas sachet doesn't break it up. If you're talking about yom shebein atayim and gzeiras hakasuv, and Shabbos is an iser zman in addition to being an iser olam, and so on, so in Okanami, if you're talking about that, then yediyas atos, the point is it isn't helam echad. Either way, it's not helam echad. So the Marsha is important. It's important for the definition of Helam Echad. It's important also for a more expansive role for Greira. As I mentioned, another answer for Rashi might be the Abnezer's answer, which is, oh, Rashi Paschal like Korzeir. Okay. Now, getting back to the mainstream, though, if we, aside from the Meiri's idea and the Marsha, those are the two qualifications. The simple reading of the Gemara is that this is Helam Echad. Either it is Helam Echad or we don't need Helam Echad. One of the two. Okay. If it is Helam Echad, could we go the other extreme, as I just mentioned, and even eliminate Greira? Possibly. Now, once this is true, if the sugya revolves around, you know, this being viewed as Helam Echad, but we still acknowledge that it's controversial, right? The Marsha's Dea thought so, the Marsha thought so, the Miri's Dea thought so, even Rashi, whatever you want to say, acknowledges that there are some problems and some issues here. So is it possible that that's goof of the debate between Rav Zeira against the Baal Rava? Rav Zeira argues. Why does he argue? So, indeed, Sammy? Why does he argue? What do we know about it? So Rabbi Nachman will get back to in a couple of minutes. Rabbi Nachman works with this idea or not? It doesn't seem to work at all. The Rabbi Nachman is not working with the issue of halama at all. Who does work with the issue of halama, Chaim? Excellent. Correct. You're absolutely right. And before that? What's the Tosin Shavuos? Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the one that the Gilead HaShashar with Kedegar points to. What's the issue there? You're absolutely right. I'm just saying there's something even before that, but you are absolutely right. What would it tell us to say there?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, Tosas brings in Rava Abayan, Rav Zeira, when he's discussing an issue of, well, what's the issue there? Of halal. All right, what's the issue? Jonathan? Yeah, the case there is really Baal Anida, and then he finds out that she's Anida, and the question is being harsh, and then the Gemara compares it to eating two Zaysa Chaleb, correct? So the Tosas asks, right, there, remember? Tosas says, well, but according to Rav Zeira, you know, whenever there's a change, whenever there's a shinui in the halama, that's not halamecha, right? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true, that's Rav Zeira, but the Bayan Rabbah happen to disagree with Rav Zeira, so it's not a problem. Or Inami, that here, the question is, you know, does he know all he needs to know that he was mistafik? You have it there, Sammy? No. Who has a Tosin Shavu Estafik Chas? Governor? See, go ahead. Right. So he knows the facts here, but he doesn't know of his chiyu because he makes a mistake thinking that he's on this. Okay, go ahead. So what emerges? Clearly, Tosas thought that this whole issue is about halamos. And Tosas says, you see from Rav Zeira that even though it's halamakot, it doesn't make a difference. That's also intriguing. Right, the first day of Tosas. And Tosas says, you know, that's true. Right, that's true. But, what about a Abayi? Inami? There, the whole point is that it's considered shtei yedios. The point is that Rav Zeira will say, it's shinui bahalama, but here it's not really shinui bahalama. But basically, if the conversation between Rav Zeira and Abayi and Rava was all about Greira, and the degree to which Shigas Malachos, Shigas Shabbos, are mitzarev, does that have anything at all to do with the sugya there? Nothing. So the fact that Tosas has this discussion in Shavuos, you're absolutely right, points in the direction that they understand the Machlokas revolves around halamos. Okay, but even before that, what comes before that? Ellie? What?
Ryan.
Well, look, Ryan is before Tosas, but... what? What about Rashi? Right? Rashi in the Sugya seems very, very clear that Skufa, what Rav Zeira doesn't like. Doesn't he say it? I think he says it. Nilsa the Pshita Lahu, the Zodan Shabbos Shigas Malachos, the Zodan Malachos Shigas Shabbos, Ein Chalukah Lechatos. Kidda Ka'amri, the Zem Niskapim B'Kabbana Shozeh, Velo Aminan Kishnei Alamos Ninu. B'Nechayim Chana Zodan Shabbos Shigas Malachos, B'Chana Shigas Shabbos V'Zodan Malachos. Yaf Agab, the Chad Gufa, Da'avei Rahi, Misapkalei. And then again, if you look at Dibra Maskal Maushi and Starfu, Ktir Ktil and Kashir, Yishayim, Yav Halamakon of Starfi, or Dilma, Kashne Halamos in the Vulam of Starfi. But the whole Safek, according to Tosas, interpolates that the whole issue of Rav Zeira is whether it is Kashne Halamos or not, and even adds at one point that it's the Chad Gufa Veira. Now he's conceding on the Greira part. The only debate is about the Halama part. Okay, so that's Rashi, and that's Tosas in Tosas and Shavuos. Of course, that works very well with the Ramban that I mentioned before. Yeah.
I got the impression from Tosas and Shavuos that the issue is whether or not it's one or two. But according to Tosas, Rabbi Zeira is saying, despite the fact that it's one, it's still
the first day in Tosas.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll get that in just a second. They said maybe based on Croesus. Right. Yeah. What happens in Croesus?
That Rabbi Zeira masked by Rabbi Zeira.
In Helam Echad, so it could be that, again, it's interesting that I'm quote from there. But, right, you're right. There's a slight difference. For Rashi, the question is in Helam Echad or Shnei Halamos, and for Tosfos and Shavuos, maybe based on the Gemara and Krisos, the question is, do we care? It is Helam Echad, but so what? So what? I think that could be true. But the point for our purposes right now is that it's an issue about tziruf, shgagos v'halamos. It's not an issue about defining ma'isa aveiro. Yeah.
This might go back to the Marasha, but also if we say that Ruzeiro is not focused, is about halama.
Mm-hmm.
Starting from Marasha, is when he says shnei halamos, is he saying that there's a chiluk b'neihem, or that he just has a concept of shnei halamos without necessarily saying that there's, it's just like two different halamas, but it's not necessarily that they're separated.
I'm not sure whether the difference isn't just semantic, or what difference. I mean, conceptually, it might be a little bit different whether you say, halamas are mechayev, but there are two, or you say that there's yedias hataos, as opposed to yedias hachet, is mechale.
Well, if you say that yedias hataos is mechale, so then it's more of a chiddush to, I guess, like reach across and say that, you know, even on that background, you're able to...
I mean, it is Halamecha, but the Yedias Hataos is Mechala, as opposed to saying it's
Shnei
Halamos,
but it's Shnei Halamos, but there's not really, like, a Chiluk, it's not that there's something that's Mechalic, there's just two different kinds of Halamos, right. So it might not be as difficult to reach across, but...
Could be. I think these are different formulations. I'm not sure that they make so much of a difference, but maybe. Maybe, you know, understanding the concept, maybe it'll make a difference. But in terms of the ingredients, I think everybody will agree that there is Yedias Hataos, there's no Yedias Hachet, and the question then becomes, how many halamos does that name get? Because the halama has changed, you're persisting in a state of thinking that this is permissible behavior, but now it's for a different, you know, on a different basis. So in a way, you know, everything we're saying is true. There's no Yedias Hachet, there is Yedias Hataos. As for calling it Helam Echad, Helam or Shnei Halamos, it's an open question. So which one do you want to emphasize? Oh, it's Shnei Halamos, or it's Helam Echad, but there's Yedias Hachet. I mean, there's Yedias Hataos, and that's Koveh. Or it's really two Halamos, but there's no Yedias Hachet. You got four formulations, maybe. I think they're all open to say, and maybe it makes a difference, but it's very, 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 very subtle in this case. Okay. Of course, this works well with the Ramban that we saw also. Again, the we mentioned that this Zalman Meltzer changed the Girsa, but when the Ramban quoted the Rambi, which is the equivalent of the Baal HaMor, to try to explain the other leg of Shabbos Demai, the Lama Tassavas Malachos, so basically he had the case of, you know, he knew Miktsas Malachos b'Zadon Shabbos in the morning, and then he flipped the ones he knew and the ones he didn't know, kind of a strange memory, right, in the afternoon. All of a sudden, 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, the first 19 malachos he, you know, that he knew he forgot, and the next 20, you know, he forgot them instead. There's only a certain amount of room in his mind for the malachos. You know, he just had to push something out in order to get the rest. So, okay, that's what happened to the poor fellow. And the point is, Rambi, Rav Baal HaMor, they say that is Lamites Behelem Echad. And then you have the line of the Ramban who says Bafilu, and the Rashi Tevos Gir says L'Reish Zayin. So this is Zalman Meltzer changed it to Reish Nun, Rav Nachman, because the Sugya is talking about Helem Zeb Zeb Yado, Rav and Rav Nachman. So that's why he changed it. And I think in Rav Hirschler's edition, he just says, I don't understand what this has to do with Rav Nachman. But he still doesn't say what it is, he just leaves it. And I think it's a double posture that what it is it's Rav Zeira. Namely, if you hold that Rav Zeira is arguing with the Chachamim about Helam Echad, so if he's saying it's Shtei Halamos, so he has a different criterion. There's a debate between Rav Zeira and Abaye and Rava about how to define the Helam Echad or Shtei Halamos. So surely that could be important for this effort to find 39. So the Ramban's saying, even Rav Zeira, even the Machmir, Rav Zeira, and what constitutes one Helam, even he will agree. He won't necessarily agree with my case, namely the case of Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malachos for 38, and then Shigas Shabbos for 1 later, he wouldn't agree with that case necessarily, but he will agree with the Baal Amar's case. Because that's all Shigas Malachos. Even though it changes, it's just what he does and doesn't know. It's not that he has the same. The truth is that for Abzera, one could have asked this question too. There is Shinuyim in this Halama, just not Shinuyim. You know, that affect the overall. But there is Shinui. It's just not as big a Shinui as our case. In our case, he now knows about Shabbos. In that case, he never knew about Shabbos. That's a Mitzare throughout. He knew about Shabbos. That's a Mitzare. He doesn't know some Malachos in the morning and some Malachos in the afternoon, but it's all in the state of Shigas Malacha, just different points of the Shigas Malacha. But according to Zera, one could have said that he, you know, his strict view of what Halama is doesn't allow for this either. So that line in the Ramban is just important and interesting if you take the view that the debate here centers around Halama. The Chidushei HaRitva printed, not the real Ritva, I mean the Chidushei HaRan, also sees it this way, but with a slightly, here in Noam's terms, the formulation is different. Did you see it? The old Ritva, which means the Kedusha Ran. Instead of emphasizing, like Rashi, is it the Halamecha or Shehalamos, what does he emphasize? It could just be semantics. It's hard to know. Eli? Yedios Mechal. Yedi, what does he call it? It's very interesting also, right? Let's just say, maybe semantics. Remember? Moshe? See? Shlomo? Brian? Remember? Ellie? David? What does he call it? Yehuda? Daniel? No. Yes. He calls it Yedia Zutrasi, I think, right? He says Yedia Zutrasi Kazoo, and what emerges as the suffix in the Gemara? Because he considers it that way, so he also does something else. I mean, he makes a very clear distinction in the Gemara, which is Pashas of the Gemara, really. Namely, Sam? Jeremy? No? Padilla?
He says the question of Rav Zera is only by Chatzishir.
The suffix of Rav Zera is only by Chatzishir. The simple reading, this is a big problem in Rav Zera, right? The simple reading of the Gemara says, Milsa the Pshitala the Vaivarava, the Violator Rav Zera. So if you didn't have, if you stopped right there, what would you say? Tzirov, Lachatas. Sirof lechatas achas, meaning you did a malacha b'shir shalem, and the question is, if you bring one korban or many korbanos, milson pshita le'labai v'rava, if you bring one korban, is misapkele or miboyele le'rabzeira, how many korbanos do you bring? But then the problem is, when you read on, it seems in the Gemara that it's a double pashut for Rabzeira, that, it seems both of them are really drawn pshutim le'rabzeira, but it's especially pashut for Rabzeira that there are no two korbanos. I'm sorry, that you will bring two korbanos. That's particularly pashut, right? And beyond that, you know, the question is, and what impact will that have? What impact will that have on Tziruf Lashir? Okay, so this is a huge discussion with Rishonim. The Yoni, who discusses it? Do you know? What do Yoni say? That's like best like questions. Is it Greira or is it? It's like Kotsa to Kotsa. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah. The Ritva says that it thinks it's Machlokas Rashi, the real Ritva,
right.
Thinks it's a Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. Again, if you look at the, I think Naram, also in the back, he also is very, very bothered by this question. Tries to figure out a way that, you know, really the Sapek involves both. And that's how the real Ritva understands Rashi too. Tosa says no, it's only a suffix about the second point, and that's certainly also what the Chidush Yaran, that's the printed Ritva, says, the old Ritva. It's only a suffix about the second point. And what is the suffix about the second point according to the printed Ritva? What's the nature of the suffix? The answer is it's Yedia Zutrasi. I mean, what does it mean, Yedias Atos? I mean, there's no Yedias Achet, but there is Yedias Atos. So when you have something that stands on its own, it doesn't need Siruv, a Darshalayim, very important language. Anybody have anybody have it open in front of them? If you have something which stands on its own, and the question is artificially to be Mitzarif it, you know, for one Onesh, one Kapara, so the idea is Yitrasi, Bray breaks it up. But something which is Onein or Chazili Starufe, I mean, it doesn't have a standing in its own right. So it's crying out for Tziruv. So Yedia Zutrasi doesn't break that up. When it needs Tziruv, since it's not Yedia Rabasi, that's fine. So basically, we have, you know, different formulations, as Noam correctly pointed out, and as Jonathan pointed out before also. I mean, one view is Rav Zeira says it is Halamecha, but I don't care. The other view is, you know, it's perhaps it's Shtei Halamos. And this third perspective, the difference is very slight. The third one is, maybe it's Halamechad, but there's Yediyah Zutrasi. Right? And then within that, and the Yediyah Zutrasi, or the Yediyah Zutrasi is effective only not to be a Mitzare Chatzishir, or only not to, I'm sorry, combine to Dvarim Shleimim, right? But what about with something which needs a tziruv, like Chatzishir? Does anybody have the language of the Ritva open or not? Go ahead. The Oba. And the Kedusharan. Just the relevant line. So this thing about Zutrasi and also his explanation of the difference between the Staruf and the Chatzishir and the Chayiv Echad for Dvarim Shleimim. Go ahead.
Actually, if you are minon the miboile, ad rabba pshita leili idoch yitzo, the lo kavasayi. The ad kan lo yiboile, ela bachati shiur. Umashma, the hochi yiboile, hai yidia zotrosi, ki hai, mi am minon the nehidi mechalka bin shiur the shiur, bachati shiur ina mechalakes, o dilma lo shna.
And then later on, he tries to explain again that chatzi shiur is something that needs a tziruv. That's very general, universal, is an important formulation. Go ahead.
Mishum hachi nakat Reb Zeira ba'aya b'chatzi shiur, v'lo nakat b'shiurin shlemim. Mishum de'asika daite, de'ili hadalei, k'deka hadalei, de'lishma minei tlas. Chada de'b'shiurin shlemim, havi yidil achalei, v'lo od ala de'af b'chatzi shiur havi yidil, v'atel atziruv. The old called the Mechalik Mechatos, the Gontam Chuy and the Rabbi Yeshua Mechalik Nami.
Right, but where he explains there's one point where he also.
Bahahu Deshakli Batari.
Okay.
The eagle Neymar that Fibu Mai Dechoshiv Lechalik being Shnei Shiurin Shlemim, Lo Choshiv Lechalik being Shnei Chatzoi Zesim. The Fisha Zesim Shlemim Chashuvin Ruyin Lehis Chalik. Mishum Hachi Mechalkon. A Fibu Chilo Koton. Nashi Inki Shnei Chatzoi Zesim, Shnei Tosha Kol Echad Shiur Koton. Eno inyon lifnei atzmo, v'nigrar achar chaviro, v'eno mischalik mimenu, elo b'chilok gadol.
Very good. So, by the way, this is, of course, again, very interesting and important idea. It could be the explanation of the Gemara Tanchumim, the topic of the Gemara Tanchumim, which is what the Ritva says. But again, you should look at that in juxtaposition with the Marsha that we spoke of before. Okay, just to show how the dynamics here are very, very important. Right. What did Marsha say before? Whether or not you define something as Helam Echad, or another way to say it would be, whether you care about Helam Echad or you care about whether there's also a Yediyah within the Helam, that depends whether or not you're talking about being Mitzarev, two different Maisim, right? Or a Kefala Maisa, Kotzer Kotzer, or two different things. That's what the Marshal said before. We said that's Kiddush. One could have said, Hailuk Kudei Koi, Hailuk Kudei Koi. What does one thing have to another? There's one question, what's a halama, or what's a yediyah, or what's a kale? Then there's another question, that is, what's combinable? Right? The Marsha says, no, these two things come together. That's why here, dafka here, the coats of a coats there, this is considered halama. Right? By the same token, a different application, but a similar idea in the Chiddush Eran here, meaning the printed, old printed Ritva, namely, that there's a difference between a davar shalem which is chashuv and omed b'fnei atzmo, to put it together would be artificial. For that you require helamecha, literally. Or you require that there's no yediyah. Any yediyah zutrasi is going to break that up, including yediyah satos. But if you're talking about chatzis shir, something which is omed letzirut, right? So even a lesser form of halamecha, or another way to say it, yediyah zutrasi will not be mechalik. In other words, the question of tziruf is sometimes dependent on what you're trying to be mitzarev. In the Marsha case, it's like-minded things. In the Chidush Eran case, it's things that need tziruf, that are omed or tu'unim tziruf. That makes a difference. Very important. So the difference between, sounds like an old Western. right? Yeah, I get to see them, campfire. Okay. So that's the ritual. The ritual, I think, is very, very important. Okay. If this is the case, if this is really what the issue is all about, so then. Let me say something more about the. On the other hand, but this problem of what it is that Rav Zeira really was testing. Was he talking about the tziruf l'karban echad, or was he talking about tziruf l'shir and chatzis shir, right, which the Chidush Aran is so important for? So they all have trouble with the sugya, and they all have to do contortions to say, oh, really, the sugya is about both. The Maram, the Rashi, the Ripa for the Rashi, and so on. One should note that if you interpret the Gemara like Rabbeinu Hananel, right, then then the whole issue doesn't even come into play. What? You didn't see the Rabbeinu Hananel? Dogi. Rabbeinu Hananel has a totally different reading. We'll get to the larger implications of it. Minute, there's a totally different reading of the word. What?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it. Ellen?
Interprets the word the whole halukim and chatos as not that they were necessarily mechalik chatos, but that they have different halachas with the chatos. Shiro Shabbos is chayav and long halukim and many halachos.
Right.
And Shiro Shabbos is chayav chatos and halachos.
Right. Rabbeinu Hananel has a radical reading of this line of the Gemara that's totally different than everybody else. Very exciting. I mean, the Gemara says, "By Minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Rabbi Zeira, Katzar Tachon Chatzis Gerus Shagus Zadim Shmalachos, Katzar Tachon Chatzis Gerus Zadim Shagus Malachos." Mao. So the Gemara says, "Omalei Chalukin the Chatos Velo Mitzarfen." Again, Rabbi Zeira said, "That's what the problem all Mishnah had." What do you mean? Where's the Mibayle? He says it explicitly. He's not, even to the small extent that he leaves open the possibility of Tziruf B'Chatzis Shir, but it certainly seems to reject. Chatas achas with the shir shalom, because he said it's chalukim the chatos, lo mitzarfen. So the answer is Rabbeinu Hananel has a radical rereading of that line. When the Gemara says amalei chalukim the chatos, lo mitzarfen, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, one more time, Ellie, what does it mean? It doesn't mean siruf two shir shalims to one korban. What he means is since the configurations of Shigas Malacha and Shigas Shabbos are so different, right? Chalukin, Lechatos, one gets up to 39 and the other one only gets one. Since they are so different, you can't mix them together. It's apples and oranges. And since you can't mix them together, there's no Chatzis Shir. That's how Rabbeinu Hananel read the Gemara. So there's no statement in the Gemara about what Rav Zeira thinks about Sira Plashir at all. So in theory, if you say that, if you read the Gemara that way, right? So you could end up saying, number one, you don't need to do the contortions of the other Rishonim. But number two, you could end up saying the opposite of the Chidush Aran. Because what does the Chidush Aran say? That there's no question that when it comes to tziruf, the shir of shir shalem to one karban, Rav Zera certainly thinks that that's unacceptable.
Right?
On the other hand, when it comes to chatzi shir, which is only the tziruf, so then maybe we're more liberal about the conditions of tziruf. Right? So for the sake of the range, if nothing else, it would be interesting, could we find another shita? I mean, Svara could say the other shita? Sure. You could say when it comes to being mitzarif l'shir, one maisa, because each one is not a maisa in its own right. Right? It's more difficult to be mitzarif. You need a closer kind of tziruf, perhaps. It might be more omeid and needy of tziruf. Right? But at the same time, the role of the tziruf is more significant. You need to accomplish through the tziruf one maisa. Right? On the other hand, maybe even if you have different maisim, you could get away with one karban. Helon echad, especially if you say this way, the karbanos, you could say it in two ways. Right? You could say the karbanos depend on shkagos, whereas tzir flashir depends on the maisa. Right? So helon echad is mitzaret. Right? But you need maisecha. But even on a Hellen point of view, you might say that tziruf, where you know, on the one hand it's needed, so it's more urgent, but that also makes it more difficult to accomplish. To be mitzuraf under the rubric, so you don't have to bring an extra carbon, another carbon, another carbon. Even from a maisa point of view, maybe it's easier to be mitzaret. Who has such a possibility? Daniel? Bobby? Who has such a possibility? Opposite of the simple reading of the Gemara, opposite of the explicit interpretation of the Kiddush Erah. Simcha. Ali? Noam? Ryan? Yaakov?
Do you show me Shavuos?
Maybe. We don't know what Yerushalmi holds the other part of that. We'll get to Yerushalmi Shavuos in just a second. Who explicitly has such a Yoni? Yoni? Nobody? Who has such a possibility that maybe, when it comes to Tzirof L'Shkag, Tzirof L'Karbanos, it'll work, but when it comes to Chatzi Shir, maybe it will work? Maybe I'm wrong. Starting to doubt myself. It's always good to doubt yourself. The Ravid. No? The Ravid of Yuchashkagos, Perek Zayin, says, Perek Zayin halakha yod. Right? The Ravid says, Katsar kechatzi grogros b'shigas Shabbos v'zalim malachos, v'chaza v'katsar kechatzi grogros b'zalim Shabbos v'shigas malachos, hara elim mitzarabim. Tzira bereris tzira, v'chein kol kiyotzu v'zeh b'shar malachos. Right, it says, it's in brackets, Anu ein lanu el lechata'os, v'lo mitzarfi. Is that what he says? Right, it says, when it comes to one karban, we believe in greira. When it comes to tziruf of two chatzi shears, we don't. That's exactly the opposite of the direction of our Gemara. And the explicit comments of the Chiddush Eran, or the way the Ritva understood Bali Tosis, and so on. But if you interpret the Gemara like Rabbeinu Hananel, then they were open to interpreting to come to that conclusion. You don't have to come to that conclusion, but you could. The Gemara discusses Chatzi Shir. As for what it holds about Karban, we don't know, because that's not what the words Chaluk and the Karbanos mean anymore. So the Ravid could hold exactly the opposite, although the issue may not be about levels of halamos, maybe it's about greater, which we'll get to in a minute. It doesn't really matter at the moment. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Hanan, the continued reading of the Gemara, comparing it to Shnei Hamkuyim.
We'll get to it in a second. The Rabbi Hanan doesn't interpret, let me say it this way, maybe this is what you're trying to say. The Gemara does not, the Rabbi Hanan does not interpret that the issue revolves around halamos.
Right.
I think we established that before. I'm just saying that the way the Rabbeinu Hanan reads the words of the Gemara, Chalukei L'Chataos, could be separate from how he interprets the issue of the sugya. But there are two questions. One is how to read that line, and number two is what do you think is the nature of the argument between Rav Zeira and the Chachamim? I'm saying the way that he reads that line is unique.
Right.
Everybody else reads the line and says, well, if you have Shir Shalim and Shir Shalim, you're not going to combine them, then what about Chatzi Shir? And then the islands of Gemara, that line of the Gemara is saying, well, since we're talking about the crossing between Shiga Shabbos and Shiga Smalacha, right, the question is, well, can you do that in a Chatzi Shir way? Right? Now, there's still another question, that is the Gemara wondering about the scope of halama, the Eden Davrazel? Is it considered Hela Machad in any sense? Or is the Gemara talking about Greira? I think it's very obvious when you look at it more closely that according to Ben Chananel, the issue is about Greira. And we'll get to that in just a second. That's how the continuation of the Gemara Hakuyim will work out according to Ben Chananel.
You said according to Ben Chananel, the comparison to Hakuyim is that it's just as if it might solve
it? Yes. I think you have to say that. And I'll get to it in just a minute. I just want to make sure, I just want to do the, for sake of clarity and organization, I'm just trying to do the halama perspective of the whole subject first. So I'll get to the greatest perspective in just a second. Yeah.
The writer's point that was only related to Chatos, is that really back to the question we asked originally, whether it's natural and artificial there?
It could be. As I said before, I think the Kapila can be made in several ways.
If it's only the Gabe Chakalas.
It could be that you natural. Might say, well, one way to say it is that the, that Sirov Chata'os is about Shkagos. As I said before, and Sirov Lashir isn't only about Shkagos. Maybe from the Shkagos perspective it would be one, but he's not to get it to be one Maishadeh. And that's one Chila. Or it could be that even within Halamas itself, the question is again, if the opposite, the total opposite, according to this Svara that I just said now, that's not against the Svara of the Chiddush Ram. They're just looking at two different issues. I'm saying the other possibility is that even within the issue of the Chiddush Ram, we should say the opposite. On the one hand, it's true, there's greater need in Chatzi Shir. There's greater urgency. It's more Omeg with Tziru. But there's also, that greater need isn't necessarily a Chumrah, it could also be a Kula. And the fact that there's greater need is because you have to put together two things, neither of which is a Maisa. And we have to put together when you say, oh, Kefil, he did it again, one Chatas. But here's not a question of he did it again, here's a question of he did zero, did he do one, or did he do two zeros? So even from a Tziruf, then the question of artificial or natural, Halamos, it's Yidi is Mechalik, or Halama is Mitzaret, that becomes an issue. But either way, the full range is I think, clear. So the writing is important. Now, getting to the Yerushalmi, so the Yaakov mentioned the Yerushalmi, right? The Yerushalmi in Shavuos, base Aleph. What's the topic there? What if you have Chatzi Shir Behelem Tumah, Chatzi Shir Behelem Kodesh? It has to be on the bottom. But the same thing with Behelem Mikdash, it doesn't make a difference. Are they Mitzarif or Mitzarif or not? That's the Bible Ishita and Yerushalmi in Shavuos. Right. So if the issue in our sugya is all about halama, then what happens when you have no yidiyas achet, but yes yidiyas atos, it is a halamacha, there's shtei halamos, or do we care more about the shinui b'halama, or still is one, all these nuances, however you want to form it, it doesn't matter. I mean, this purpose doesn't matter at the moment. So then, the difference, is there any difference between shigas shabbos, shigas malacha, and shigigas Tuma and Shigas Kodesh? Probably not. The same kind of an issue. Right? He there's a Yediyas Atos, but there's no Yediyas Achet. You call it what you want. So the question of Tzirif Lashir there is parallel to the Sugya here. That would be, according to this whole first perspective, that everything revolves around Halacha. However, there's a second perspective. And that is the perspective of the whole sugya of greater, as we noted. Again, for the Chiddush Ram, there are two perspectives. But let's just analyze the second point. If there are two perspectives, Rav Zeira can argue about either. Or he could argue about both, or he could argue about either. If there's only one perspective, which we also consider a possibility, at least according to the Marsha, or at least it's the dominant perspective, it's not an equal weighting between Halama and Greira. And certainly the argument could revolve around Greira. So again, for the Ram there are two elements. For the Marsha, the Greira is definitely more accented. For an opposite perspective, maybe there's no issue of Greira at all. But what is Greira all about? So as we discussed yesterday, Greira is tricky. Number one, we have to consider the question of Abaya, right? Is Abaya really believing Greira with the Greira? Or is his view of the relationship of the Malachos, or the way that this the Greira works, such that you don't need Greira with the Greira according to Abaya? So again, Rashi says that Abaya believes in Greira with the Greira, right? Avagat the Kamaisa Gufa the Greira Asya. This is the Ramasal Shem Tchina Achasi for Abaya. Avagat the Kamaisa Gufa the Greira Asya. Amrina and Greira with the Greira. But the Gemara doesn't say it, and one could say that when the Abaye said Tchina is Shein Achasi, he doesn't mean Greira LeGreira. He means Shein Achasi. Maybe that has something to do with the Tosas in Menachos that the Gilead HaShas points to. Right? Ayin Menachos Daf Pei on the base. What, anybody look it up? What is that Tosas about? Rabbi Vega points to it. Anybody know? The Tosafot there discusses whether Abaya isn't Lishitasa in several Gemaras. The case there is. Anybody know? Did I not give you that full account? Right, I did give you the Tosafot in Yud Ches and Shavuos, but not this one. Okay. It's always, you know, whatever Rabbi Vega points, you know, in a certain direction. Always follow Rabbi Vega. Tosas Menachos of Family Base discusses the following case. Abaya says, this debate that, let's say you have a Korban Toda. You match a Korban Toda, and then you're a little careless and, you know, gets lost. So you match another Korban in its place. And then, you know, you're careless again, because you think, you know, it can happen twice, and it gets lost. And then and you match a third Korban, and then you start finding the other Korbanas. So the question is, when you bring, you're going to bring one of those three karbanos as your karban toda, so do you have to bring lechem for the other ones also? In other words, are the other ones khalife toda or not? That's the issue in the Gemara. So Abaya says they're all khalife toda. They're all connected. They all require lechem. So Tosa says that could be the same Abaya as in another Gemara that he talks about and our Gemara here. Or he says, maybe not. Or maybe not. So the, again, without going into any detail.
Noam's a big Kachin person.
What does Khalife Toda have anything to do with, the question of Greira LeGreira in Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos. Right. Want to say something about it?
I mean, I
didn't see the process. Okay. So, again, it's not for now, but the point is that if we're part of our topic is whether or not Abaya believes in Greira LeGreira. Or the point of Abaya is, it's not, again, I would just use the phrase, if he says, Kula Chada, or Shein, Tchina, Achasi, I would have said, Kula Chada, Greira. So again, if this has to do with, very specifically, with Malachas Shabbos, in relationship to Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, then of course it has nothing to do with Korban Toda. And that's perfectly clear. And that's certainly one possibility within Abaya. Abaya has a certain view of Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha, that even goes beyond Rava. Nothing to do with the Sugya Malachas. If, on the other hand, it has to do generally with the concept of Greira, once two things are connected, you know, do you view the outer connection as being another stage or simply part of the same thing? Then already, Khalifa Khalifa becomes a question. Either way. It's an intriguing tosis. Is the difference between Rav and Abaye, in other words, about Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Malacha? Is it about the way Greira works generally? Or is it about some other issue, some extraneous issue. Either way, Greira is very challenging. If we take Greira to be significant and meaningful, so as we said, we have to ask several questions. Number one, does it really integrate everything, or is it a din of kaparas akarbanos alone? It's a din of hashkagos, and that's it. Not a din of Shabbos at all, taken in our case. It doesn't really establish an integration between shivdas, between kotzer of one and kotzer of the other, or at least token in one and kotzer of the other. It's a din of karbanos. Kaparas miktas, you know, shma kapara. So the Rambam only quotes Salach and Hashkagos, of course, and that's not proof of anything, because that's what Salach comes into play. But the language of the Rambam, it should be noted, is very strong. It doesn't sound like he only thinks that even though these are separate pu'ulos or aveiros, and some less, different kolosin, nonetheless, they share a common kapara. Kaparas miktas shma kapara. Why do I say that? Yoshua, you saw the Rambam? Jeremy? Too strong the Shonos in the Rambam. The question is whether he, you know, needs them fully, but at least they should be, we should take note of them. We should be cognizant of the language. Excellent. Kulan Nas says two things. In the case of, in the first case of the Gemara, where you have Shigas Shabbos, and then you have Shigas Malachos, so there he says, Ke'ilu Arba'asan Nasu b'shigigas Shabbos. A very strong line. Michael, you have it open? Go ahead. Then on the second one, where shigigas malachos are the basis, right, and tchina's left out, but he at least says that the coats of the two are ke'ilu malach achas. Can you read it in a moment?
Within Shigigas and Perek Zion?
Yeah. Perek Zion, what is it? Malacha?
Yud.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You have it? Perek Zayin Halacha Yom. It's a long halacha, but... You're reading the second one. Mipnesha Shnehem, this is the second case, where it's Shigas Malacha, that is Gorer, the Shigas Shabbos, Mipnesha Shnehem, referring to the two codes there. Mipnesha Shneim kimalacha achas, the nigra kitzira utchina im kitzira. First of all, he considers the coats of a coats there to be a greater, which he also considers in the first part of the halacha. He takes literally the language of Gorer for everything, the Rambam. But this language, Shneim kimalacha achas, even as he's saying nigreras, it's not a stira, because for the Rambam, Greira really does make malach achas. But earlier in the piece, he has maybe easier and sharper. What happens? Ksira goros, ksira, ksira, ksira goros, ksira. That's shigas Shabbos and then shigas malacha. Ukeilu, go ahead.
Ukeilu as arban
b'shad. Arba'asan.
Arba'asan b'shigas Shabbos. Bizarun malachos. She'inu chayet alachat.
Right. Now that, and then again, you can decide in the end that you know that you don't want to give these formulations weight, but you have to take note of them. Meaning the Rambam says here two things that the Gemara never said. The Gemara never said about a greater case that it's kimalacha achas, and the Gemara certainly never said that that a shigas malacha should be viewed as a shigas Shabbos because of greater. The Rambam says it. Okay. So the Rambam appears to be giving great effect. Rambam seems to think that the effectiveness of Greira is great.
It should be like the Marsha, you know?
It should be like?
The Marsha, because the way you're saying there, there was also this super Greira that was forming all the connections that we wanted to place the Marsha
in. Perhaps. I mean, like the Marsha that we didn't read today. Yeah. Coats of the Coats there is one. But he's saying even more, because he's even saying that the kotzer and the token of shigas malacha become the equivalent of shigas Shabbos. Very strong language. Very, very strong language. So in a sense, the Rambam, there's a dialectic in the Rambam, not a stira, but two opposite tendencies. On the one hand, the Rambam, actually it's consistent. On the one hand, the Rambam expands Greira in the cases, Because every case, he takes literally every line. Everything is Gorer. Even the Kotzer to the Gotzer is Gorer, and the Kotzer to the Tochen is Gorer. Both. At the same time, the Rambam's view is that the result of Grera is integration. Could this be connected with the fact, yeah?
How are you expanding Grera? Isn't just referring to Mark? Says zero veras, zero kino veras. I mean, even people said that. Even if you said that's lav davka.
I mean, the Rambam's saying nothing is lav davka. Is what I mean.
Hey, he could be saying that. You know, all he does is he quotes the Gemara's line.
Right.
Zero veras, zero kino veras. Does that mean that? I mean, it might just be semantics. Does that mean that he's expanding greater? Does that mean that that line is lav davka to you? And because that line is not just.
I mean, if it's lav davka in the Gemara, it may be lav davka in the Rambam too. Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
well, I think that that's, you know, that's always possible. But it's bad enough if something is Lavdafka in a Gemara. If you really think it's Lavdafka, you shouldn't copy it into your legal code, you know, Lavdafka either. There are other ways to formulate. Especially since the Rambam is veering from the formula. I'm just saying methodologically, the Rambam is adding things to Grera that don't exist. The Rambam is not just following the Sugya. We know that in two ways. Number one, these two lines of... is a radical line, and less radical but also strong is v'teishashneim k'malacha achase. That's not just following the lines of the Gemara. That's number one. Number two, we know that the Rambam, you know, did a radical thing anyway. Namely, he split the halamos greiras from the Gemara and the malachos greiras in the Gemara. So to say the Rambam is independent enough, you know, to do things that are perplexing. Or that are just plain, ambitious, you know. But he didn't want to tamper with the language of the Gemara, although he felt it was lav davka. Is that reasonable? But well, I don't think he's going further than the Gemara. If you read the Gemara and take it seriously, I'm just saying he seems to be saying all the cases are greater cases. Okay. Yeah.
And how would the Rambam exactly say that the case where you're actually asking off is first?
Right, so that's very fascinating. I think what you have to say is that even for the Rambam, there is a little bit of a karbanos component. In other words, the kotzer v'kotzer becomes malacha akas, and as a result, the token is nigrar imo in the kapara. Because you can't say what you say in the first case. What do I mean by that? Let me say clearly. I think the Rambam, like Rabbeinu Hananel, is operating on the level, not of halamos, but on the level of mice. So I think when the Rambam says, Ketiro gereres, ketiro tchina, gereres, tchina, ki ilu osar, ba'osam, v'shigat shabbos, zonu malachos, I think what he's saying is, that, getting back to what I said yesterday, shigigas shabbos is lo sasa kol malacha. And shigigas malacha is kotzer and token. So what I'm saying is that if you do these, the Grera has the function of saying, you know, everything is quality. It's kilo asa arbasan b'shigat. He didn't really do arbasan b'shigat Shabbos. By the time he got to the second kotz of a tochen, he was doing it b'zavim Shabbos b'shigat malacha. What does that mean? That it's ki'ilu. What do you mean? Grera makes a shigat Shabbos where there's no shigat Shabbos. Forget about Halamecha. There is a Dias HaKos. He doesn't think right now that it's Thursday. He doesn't think that it's Friday. He doesn't think that Shabbos is just any old day of the week. You know, using Rashi's definition of shigat Shabbos. But not true. So what do you mean? How can the four become shigigas Shabbos? I think what he means is that if the starting point is Shigas Shabbos, that means that we start off with Isra Klali, with Asasa Kamalaka. And in the context of that, what we're doing is we're saying you're chayiv from the perspective of Asasa Kamalaka. The tone has been set, and therefore the perspective is the Klali one. And that's what he means, I'm guessing, that's what I think. Meaning, the gray rod is what allows you to do this. Right? Because otherwise we would have looked at the second kotza v'tochen, not as al-sasa kamalacha, or not only as al-sasa kamalacha, but it's kotza v'tochen. Let's say they're normally both dinim. It's klali and it's prati. I guess I went through five possibilities. Everything is klali, everything is prati, or everything is klali and prati, or maybe there are some hyphens in which direction. And right? And setting up the hierarchy, as I said, you could suggest different things. So maybe the Rambam is saying, normally, you don't have a right to look at the pratis only as klali. Or maybe you don't have a right to look at them as klali at all. But here you do. As for the second case, you can't say it that way. Right? Starting off with you can't make kotzer v'tochen. You can make kotzer integrate prati into kotzer shigas malacha. That's what the Rambam says. Kotzer of shigigas Shabbos becomes one malacha with kotzer of shigigas malacha. But you can't, the tochen, which is nigrarimo, is still going to be nigrarimo. But the point is that since that, even in this context, remains one chalos, so from a karbonos perspective, this kapara. That's where the nigrar, here the nigrar isn't just to, it goes like this. There are two grayers in the Rambam, basically, or two effects of grayer in the Rambam. One effect of grayer in the Rambam is to establish a perspective on how we look at the malachos, which in turn, mimela, dictates how many karbonos there are going to be, or how many maisa veiras there are. That's the case of Shigas Shabbos, right, which dictates later for Shigas malachos. Kula nasos ki'ilu v'shigas Shabbos. But the second case, right, there are two elements of Greira. One Greira to link up the coats of a kotzer, and then the other Greira is a din of karbonos, kaparas miktasa is kaparas kula. But only because you wouldn't have that second halacha if you didn't have the first. So is it a coincidence that the Rambam, if this is true, maybe this is also connected to the other problem in the Rambam? Although, again, we still have to figure out how he read the sugya. Maybe the Rambam, the Perek Vav, the Chishkagos, says that when it comes to the Gerera of Halamos, right there, we don't say Gerera. Because the Gerera of Malachos isn't about Halamos. It's about Maisaveros. So that could be unique to Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha. Because Shabbos is one Maisavera and the different ways that you violate it are different perspectives, but in this case they're open perspectives, according to the Rambam. So therefore the Gerera on a Maisa level makes possible the result of Kiyu Korbanecha Mimela almost. Sorry? B'chelev is Halamecha too. The question is, can you go across Halamos through Greira? That's the question. Are you going to say that since Greira were, in other words, if you learn these sugyas being about Halamos primarily, and then Greira just works, determines, Chiluk Halamos too, so then the two sugyas are the same. If anything, I would say the opposite, because you need less... You need less redefinition of the meisim in the case of chelev chelev than you do in the case of kotzer b'shigas Shabbos, kotzer b'shigas malacha, and so on, right? But if you interpret that the sugya is about, maybe it wasn't the havamina, but at least in the maskana, maybe after you learn the sugya nayin alafum adays, it's hard to say when it came in. It would be better to say something like that so you can also explain the Gemara. But it's tough, so if you come to the conclusion that the grayer that works in Shabbos is not about halamos, it's about maisim, so then is it clear that you would say grayer only when it's about halamos? There's no halama problem here at all, you might say. There you really have a halama problem. Mehelmo, the first is connected to the second is connected to the third, this has nothing to do with the third. Here, the first is connected to the second is connected to the third, first is connected to the third on a Maisa level, but not on a Halama level. You could say it's all halamechad. It's one state of ignorance. From the beginning to the end, he didn't know. Right? A certain yidiya sachet. But there was a yidiya sachet that split up. Right? One from three. If the whole sugya was like we were learning before, Rashi and Tosas and the Ramban and the Chidush Sheharan and so on, it was all about Halamos and Greira in that context, I would say Kal v'chomer. If you're going to say it there, you're certainly going to say it here. If you're going to say it in Malachos, you're certainly going to say it in Mechela v'chela v'chela, where you have no problem at all. The student sorry of everything. But if you hold that the issue is about Maisim, and you end up ironically thinking, you know what? It might have looked like this is much worse than chela v'chela v'chela, but the chiddush of Greira is that we can make this chela v'chela v'chela. But there are no real differences in halamos then. Two different subjects. Two different issues. So the fact that the Rambam goes as far as he does in expanding the impact of Greira, maybe l'shitaso in splitting up the issues. Let's go back to Rabbeinu Chananah for a moment. That's a pshat, I think, of Rabbeinu Chananah. Again, Rabbeinu Chananah has this line in the Gemara about shigigas katos, which means the discrepancy between shigigas malacha and shigigas shabbos, as we know. Right? So what he's really saying, but what's the language? Ali, go ahead, if you're going to mind. Rabbeinu Chananah. Yitzi, you have it? Shas Gemara. Yoni. Very fascinating, Rabbeinu Chananah. So again, you see, But already you can see by him adding those words that it's not just about the whether it's one halama, it's the fact that legally, and he's going to emphasize it again in a second, it's the fact that you're not chayav kolachas v'yachas. It's that result that's important, that reflects something important. Go ahead. The Chazar. Oh, again, it's the fact that there's multiple chiyuvim that tells you something. Okay? Ma'u.
Ma'u she established Nech Hatzai Gogeres. We make Chatzai V'Tachan Fi Gogeres. The Sky of Chatzai Olam. Ba'amulei Chalukim Chatzai. The Zodim Lachos of Shiga Shabbos Kaya V'Achas Asulam. The Zodim Shabbos Shiga Shabbos Kaya V'Achas Asulam.
So that's what he's emphasizing. I mean, you can't cross this Rubicon, you can't be Masari, Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha. They're apples and oranges. They're just totally different. This is Rav Zeira. For the Rambam, we were speaking in Abayim Rava, who thinks Agrera works. Agrera works despite it all, or Agrera, you know, helps you to overcome it from a certain perspective, because everything's Kali, or through the Prati, whatever the case may be. But Rabbeinu Chananah is explaining what's bothered Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira wasn't bothered by Hela Mechad. Rav Zeira was bothered by Tzirup HaMaisin, especially in this case. Go ahead. The Kivan. Katos, a bit starfy. Now, Patohu is a funny word. It's not really Patohu, it's Chayvachas. So I would say what he means by Patohu is that when you do the malachos in the context of Shigas Shabbos, it's not just a different number of shkogos. What he's saying is, basically what you're doing is losasa ko malacha, but you're not doing your putter for kotzer. You're putter for tochein. You're putter for ma'amer. You're chayev for losasa ko malacha. So now the question is, you did a chatzi shir of losasa ko malacha, and now you're doing a chatzi shir of kotzer? Go ahead. Ha'eino chayev. That's what he means by potter. As pratis, you're potter. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Now keep going. Vine, this is very important again. Wow. Okay. So Beis Zeisei Chelev, the Tam Chui Echad, is comparable to Shigas Shabbos V'Zadon Malachas. Meaning, it's one shame, and it's one Maisa Aveira. It's a single Maisa Aveira done Beribui Shir or Bekefa. That's what Shigas Shabbos, Shigas Shabbos Shiflok is not different Maisa Averas, but it's one Shgaga. Right? It's different Maisa, it's one Maisa Avera. What Maisa Avera? L'sasa Kamalacha. Continue. Oh, I mentioned at the very beginning of the year, when we first started, I said, Rabbeinu Chananel and Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph compares the Malachos to Tamchuyin Mechalke. This is the year Rabbeinu Chananel that I was referring to. Meaning, that's exactly what he's saying. There are different Maisa Averas here. Different Shemos Yisur too, I don't know. Probably. At least Maisa Averas. Maybe whether it's different Shemos Yisur or Maisa Averas will depend whether or not this is only an issue in Tziruf Lashir, as I said. Or it's also an issue in Karbanos. As I said, for the Ravid, I don't know that the Ravid read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Chananel, but it seems that he would have had to read it something like that to make the suggestion that there is no Tziruf Lachatzi Shir, but there is Tziruf Linden in Karbanachah, along the lines of what we said. So basically, it emerges, Rabbeinu Chananel says that Rav Zeira disagrees because of his view that the Mechaibim of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha are totally different. The Klali and the Prati, and they never the twain shall meet. In other words, it's not that there's Klali and Prati in one of them and only Klali or only Prati in the other. It's certainly not only Prati in both, but only Klali in both. One is Klali, the other is Prati. Now, what do Abai and Rava say? Who disagree? We don't know. Right? They could say everything is Prati and it's all just different halamos. Everything is Klali and it's different halamos. Or they could say, basically there are different perspectives here, but they're not as mutually exclusive as you think. Well, why can't you say Shigas Malachos is Lasasaka Malacha and Kotzer? And Lasasaka Malacha and Ma'amer? And the other one is Lasasaka Malacha. There's still a circle to draw to combine them. Or say it the other way. Say Shigas Malacha is only Kotzer, but Shigas Shabbos is Lasasaka Malacha hyphenated Kotzer. It doesn't matter. I say which one, where you want to put which one on which side of the line doesn't matter to me at the moment. Although it could be enough Kamina. But the point is that the Rav and Abaye are going to say either they're totally the same in Maisim, or they're at least half the same. You can break up a hyphen when you draw the circle. That's the chiddush. Or maybe it's a plus sign and not a hyphen, in which case you can certainly do it. But once you do that, then what about, what about the other thing that's left over, the tchina b'fnei atzmo? Does that also get a circle? Well, can you draw a circle as long as you don't break a hyphen, even if it's not overlapping with the first circle? You get the idea. If not, I can do it on the board. But I can't do it now on the board. It'll take much time. If you want tomorrow, we'll do it. Anybody doesn't sound it. So I think what emerges, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Yerushalmi in Shulis. Aye. Yerushalmi in Shulis. Safek. Chatzi Shir B'Shigigas Tuma, Chatzi Shir B'Shigigas Kodesh. Sorry for not sorry. Same question as our Sugya or not? Michael? What do you think? Shlomo? That's a roundabout way of saying it, but in other words, what's the answer? Same question or not? No, because here the question, just to zero in a little better on it, here the question is about the dynamic. How do you define malacha? and whether it's the same mice or not. There, if you eat Kodesh b'tuma, does it matter whether you eat it behelim tuma or behelim Kodesh in terms of the mice? Clearly not. It's the same mice. The only question you could ask is it helim echad? Is there yidiyas? Does yidiyas atos matter without yidiyas achad? That's the whole first way of learning the sugya. It's the same. But if the issue is like Rabbi Yochanan is saying, chalukim b'chatos, namely, there's this Rubicon, very radical different dissonance between shigas malach and shigas chatos. If that's what it's about, what does that have to do with Kodesh and Tumah? Nothing at all. Nothing at all. It wouldn't be an issue. The Rambam may have read the Gemara like Rabbi Yochanan, possibly. But now he's coming back. And what do Abai and Rava say? Abai and Rava have a very strong disagreement. They too may agree that Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malacha are different. And it's not everything, it's not only difference in Shkagos and Halamos. But they have a much more complex view. They think it's not one is Prati, the other is, one is exclusively Prati, the other is exclusively Kali. Rather, there is some overlap between them. Maybe the order of the hyphenation is different, maybe one is an and the other is a hyphen. It doesn't, again, we could draw the scenario in various ways. But that's what happens when he says kula melacha achasein, or even better, kulam keilu nasu b'shigigas Shabbos. That's the everybody's under the banner of the klal. Okay, I guess I'll just stop here. Either way, we still okay. Then of course is what we discussed yesterday, which is the machlokas between Rashi and the Ri, and perhaps the expansion of that in the Ra'ah and the Chiddush Haran. Namely, whether or not a kotzer lekotzer or kotzer letochen b'shigas Shabbos is more of a gerura. That's the way some people understand the machlokas. And again, this either halamos versus maisim, or from a maisim point of view, as we said, kali prati or maisa tzura tzura, that issue. Or, and I think, what we were saying yesterday, which is that may be true for the Ri, but it's, I think even the Ra'av, beyond the Ri, it's not fully accurate. And within Rashi, I think at least halfway it's not accurate. Namely, for Rashi, the issue isn't that Shigas Shabbos is always Greira, but Kotzer v'Kotzer is never Greira. The issue is, the emphasis of Rashi is, what is Ikar Malacha Koveya? If Ikar Malacha is Shigas Shabbos, so then the Kotzer v'Tochein is certainly not Greira. And the Kotzer v'Kotzer, we're not sure about. That's where we have maybe still a debate. But if the Ikar Korban is about Shigas, not Shigas Shabbos, but Shigas Malacha, so then Kotzer v'Kotzer is going to be natural. But then the Tochein v'Kotzer, Shigas Shabbos, is going to be greater. So the Chiddush in Rashi is not, again, the way some of Rashi is taken, with this absolute Ri versus Rashi is, which is closer, Kotzer v'Kotzer or Kotzer v'Tochein of Shigas Shabbos. That's a very important perspective. But within Rashi itself, it's really, greater basically is a function of the Ikar emphasis of this particular Korban. That Gufo will determine whether we look in terms of the Mitzarev of Klali or of the Prati. Okay. A little more on the Rambam, and then the other part of the sugya, Mirza Shem, tomorrow. And I'll give them out of Chomet tomorrow as well. Okay. Yeah, if you want, we can start earlier tomorrow, 12:30. We'll do the OU, finish up the...